And we're back! We are back! We are getting our friend Doug back!
What's up, guys? Laces Out Finkel Show, November 8th, Thursday. Back again with you guys. Here we are. We're making this a daily thing, hey? I am unrestricted free agent, beer leaguer, retired softball legend, first-time voter, Cowboy fan watcher, star supporter, and I love you all. Every single episode has been kind of an adventure so far, wouldn't you say? I'd say so. Today, I want to talk about something that's not sports related. So if you're listening in, expecting me to rant and rave about Sean Lee being hurt again, or the NFL, excuse me, wrong, about the NHL turning into soccer, more or less. Don't soccer my hockey. Don't make hockey all ketchup, no French fry. If you are curious what I'm talking about, tomorrow's episode is going to be much more sportified. Sports. Sports. But today I want to be a little more personal with you, the people, because I love you guys, you know that. Yeah, I know, it's disgusting to share that. But the reason I want to be more personal with you guys today, today's a little bit, I don't know, it's, like I said, Thursday, November 8th, I'll be at the Stars game tonight, so believe you me, tomorrow we will be back. We will be back, and we will talk about sports. We'll talk about hockey. We'll talk about the Dez signing. You hear that? That's my forearms coming together, throwing up the X. $600,000. That's all he's getting. I think that's all I've made in my life. So, that's kind of, yeah, laugh it up, numbskulls, laugh it up. Super funny, huh? Super funny when somebody else is suffering. Today is the end of an era, or it's, excuse me, I should say, the beginning of the end of an era, the beginning of an end of an era. You get it. I said it. You understand what I'm saying. The beginning of the end. A lot of you guys have known me for a long time. And girls, guys and girls. It's 2018. We got to cover. I'm not even going to get into it. I drive a 2003 Hyundai XG350. And I mean, it's no Mercedes-Benz, it's no BMW, it's nothing fancy, but it's mine, and I love it. We just eclipsed 198,000 miles together. We've been together for a very, very long time. To the point where I don't even know exactly how long I've had it. But today's episode is an ode to Pappy. Because that's what his name is. Pappy. And I think it's coming to the point, guys and girls, and everything in between. It's time for a new car. And it kind of makes me think back. Do a little reminiscing. A little quality time down memory lane. Because I think a lot of people take things for granted. I've got quite a few friends that cycle through cars like they cycle through underwear. This is a big deal for me. I'm 31 and I've had relatively four cars since I started driving. And the 1996 Chevy Suburban, wow, that thing was a beast. Especially when the exhaust popped. Mean looking brush guard, just crushing stop signs left and right. Then I had the 1998 Chevy Monte Carlo. Pour one out for that. We're not going to get into that car. It was a great car. A wicked whip. But we won't get into what happened to that one. Let's just, let's say it went to the big man upstairs. Then, the Hyundai XG350. I know. And that, my goodness, thinking back, has had to have been at least 7 or 8 years. We've been through ups and downs, lefts and rights. We've never been turned upside down. No roller coasters. But you become attached to things like this. As most of you know, I'm a trinket guy. I like to collect things. Not so much for a monetary value, no. But I like to look at things almost as if I'm listening to a song and look back and reflect on the time that certain object was relevant to me. You look around the room, and you see different things, and you go, oh, I was in Chicago when I saw this. Or I was in Las Vegas for the first time with my grandpa. Or I can tell you exactly where I was when the Rangers clinched the Western Division to go to their first World Series. Or pictures with family. I remember this Christmas where I pulled my butt crack out and showed it to the world during a family Christmas photo. No one was a big fan of that over the age of 12. I was 16. Or you look at things and go, I learned a lot from the last time that I used that, or the last time, or I learned a lot since I've acquired that. But I think sometimes we take our cars for granted. And the only reason I say that is because a lot of people, like I have said, they flip cars a lot. Not literally. You fools. But they go through cars quite often. They don't stick with cars that they have for a long time. Whether it be leasing or because, you know, your family grows. You get the babies. And you gotta get it. Yeah, they can't sit in regular seats. That's rude. But things change, and you have to change cars. And I get that. But for me, my life has been pretty much the same as far as what I have to drive around. It's just me and sometimes one other person. But it's a little bit of a somber thing because you grow a connection with your car. Your car is you personified on four wheels or on two wheels if you're a little short. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to end up in. I've got two ideas, and I'm sure I'll have a naming competition just like every other basic white person does.
Hey, check out my car. What should I name it? Female names only.
But today it became kind of real that my car is going to be going away soon. Pappy will be no more. And it's just the evolution of becoming an adult. Not something that I necessarily want to do. Financially, it's an extremely huge commitment. I, preaching to the choir, ain't I, guys, girls, everyone in between? But it's time. I can't wait any longer for it. I've got to do what I got to do. Plus, it means I get to travel more. It's what I want to do. I want to be able to come and see my family and friends. My beautiful, wonderful grandma is turning 90 soon. And she's going to live forever, but I still want to go see her. I want to be able to have the freedom to drive down and, you know, surprise her every now and then, which is probably not the smartest thing to do for anyone over the age of 80. But surprises are fun. So I want to be able to see family in Houston. They're not in Houston properly. They're just outside of Houston. But regardless, I want to be able to drive places. I want to see things. I want to live life how I want to live it. And I get that because of financial restrictions, it may not be as simple and as easy. But if someone calls me that's out of town and says, "Hey, I've got a couple of days free. Do you want to come stay with me? Let's go see a baseball game or a concert." Because as of right now, the invitations are out there. I just can't commit because Pappy and I, we get along well, but it's, you don't take a senior citizen to a track meet and say, "Hey, go. Good luck. Hope that walker gets you first place in the 400 meter dash." Because that's where we're at right now, Pappy and I. And that's where we've been for a while. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are saying, "Hey, man, don't be so hard on your car. Just take it in and get it taken care of. Treat it well and it'll treat you well back." No, I'm not arguing with you. But what's a good analogy here? What do you think? Do I put more sauce on food I don't enjoy necessarily or don't think that is very good to me to make it good, per se? Maybe cover up the bad flavors to make it potable? Or stay with me now. Do I go and get a beautiful, large pepperoni pizza that I know I will not need any sauce, I will not need any Parmesan cheese or red peppers? Just get something good. And that's where I'm at right now. Pappy has been a loyal, faithful servant on four wheels. And we've traveled all around the DF dub dub. W-wub dub. But it's time, guys. I hate to say it. It's time. It's officially the end of an era. It's the end of an era. But that's all the time I want to give to Pappy today. The second part of this episode is going to be kind of fun, and I should have prefaced it at the beginning. I think I'm going to start doing this a little more often, so the more involved you get, the more fun that we will have. So, without further ado, I bring to you an original Laces Out Finkel Show segment. Questions on Instagram. Yeah. So I'm sure that some of you saw last night that I posted something, one of the little "Ask Me a Question" on Instagram. And today, I know I answered most of them on Instagram, but I want to give you a little bit more of a vocal answer so you can hear my spunk, my personality behind my answers. First things first, I'm the realist. Are you a sneakerhead? Yeah. A little bit about me. I used to work at Finish Line and Foot Locker. For the money? Nay, says I, for the discount. I still have a couple of pairs of shoes under my bed that I only wear once every year, maybe. A red and black pair of Hideo Nomos, and an original pair of Swingman Ken Griffey Jr. shoes. Some of you prefer Jordans, I prefer Griffey's. That's just me, don't judge my podcast. So, yes, sneakerhead, not to the same extent. Question number two, three changes you would make to the layout of Dallas. As I went over this yesterday, I would bring all stadiums to direct downtown Dallas. That way everyone can get there by travel. Public transportation, I mean, obviously, of course. You should know this, how I have to stumble over my words sometimes. So AT&T Stadium, Globe Life Park, and Toyota Stadium, because I ain't fretting. I'm going to give the FC Dallas the love it deserves. I'd bring them all down here to downtown Dallas, because I think it would really increase the attendance, guaranteed, for the Rangers and FC Dallas. The cult that is the Cowboys fandom, they're going to get, no matter what, they're going to sell out. They're going to sell millions and millions of tickets every season. Blah, 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 show about a hoopba. But the Rangers, especially with how poorly they've been playing, if that new ballpark was around downtown Dallas, oh my gosh. The reason I go to so many Stars and Mavericks games is because I can find tickets cheap, and it's 10 minutes away. It's convenient. I do enjoy both teams. Mavericks lost again last night. Surprise. Number two, I would spread out Deep Ellum. And someone said, it's already spread out. Why would you spread it out more? I don't go to Deep Ellum on the weekends. I don't like it. There's too many people. Because there's one or two good streets where you can walk down, and that's where everyone goes. Maybe that's the 31-year-old man translating into a 68-year-old man in me. I don't know. As some of you know, I'm on the wagon. I don't drink. I stopped drinking after the first weekend in October. So I haven't drank then. And then before that, I took a month off before. I'm just extending it as long as I can. So, I don't drink. Deep Ellum's not fun unless you drink, in my personal opinion. There's too many drunk people. I don't like it. Number three, destroy Jexup Pavilion, or Dos Equis Pavilion, or Coca-Cola, or whatever it's been called. That venue sucks. That venue is terrible. Not to mention how expensive it is to get a beer there. It's just, it's garbage. It's garbage. Those are the three things I do to the layout of Dallas. Next question, do you like to cuddle? Maybe. Next question, why aren't you coming to the chill session? LOL, got a wine tour? I work! Thanks, though. Next question, which one's better than Dallas, DC or DC? Nay, incorrect, neither is better. Not the skate shoe, nor the city. Neither. Body Armor or Gatorade? You know, I grew up drinking Gatorade, as did every single other kid in the U.S., I think. Or Allsport, shout out to that off-brand. And some Powerade here and there. But if you have not tried Body Armor, guys, it is good. And it's not as bad for you. I found out recently that Seattle has a sugar tax. Because they're so progressive in what they do. It's raining all the time, which I do love. I do love that. It's raining outside right now. Totally on board with that. But Body Armor's good, and the flavors are good. So definitely Body Armor. Next question. Want a bang? In parentheses, energy drink. Yup. Next question. How excited do you get after you've showered and put on your Jam Jams right before you get into bed? On a scale of 1 to 100, the number hasn't even been discovered yet. How's that for an answer? I love my sleepy sleeps. I like nappy naps. And I like to say things twice, with a Y on the end of the first one and then an S on the end of the second one, because it makes it seem like a little more childish. So I love my sleepy sleeps and my jammy jams and my nappy naps. And you better believe he believes that on a scale of 1 to 100, the number doesn't exist for how excited I get to go night-nights. Next question. Are you excited to see us next weekend? Ready to party? That comes from my cousin's fiance, Megan. Megan, yeah, I'm super excited. I may even break my non-drinking rule and have a glass of wine. It is a wedding, My cousin is getting married next weekend. Maybe I'll do a live podcast and bother my brother. Because guess what? He's going to have to drive unless I have a new car. Bam. How cool will that be, guys? Me doing a little traveling, little road trip podcast. I don't know yet. It's probably going to sound real muffled. I'm coming in to sitting on the closeness. It's over. So we'll see. I don't know. Ready to party? TBD. Little shout out to my old podcast and my old podcast partner, Shelby. TBD. To be determined, Megan. To be determined. Ask me a question. Just says no. What is it like to be miserable, sir? I won't use your name. What is it like? I wouldn't know. Next question. When do we get a pumpkin cider? Oh my god. Why do you want to hurt me so much? Is my question to you, friend, pal. Why do you want to hurt me so much? To be clear, we actually have done a pumpkin cider before at the tap house. Or as my friend Joe Sanchez likes to call it, Ciders and Sins. Bishop Cider Company. If you haven't come to see me yet, shame on you. I've been there for 4 years. How dare you have not come see me yet? Ugh. I get it, though. But we released one last year called OPL, which stands for Obligatory Pumpkin Libation. Because we felt like we had to. So there's your answer. Last year is when you get it. Lastly, why do you like Africa by Toto? Are you kidding me? Is this even a real question? Because it's easily in one of the top three. It's one of the top three songs of all time. Easily. Weezer just did a remake of that song, and it's okay. But you can't fix that which is perfect. You can't remaster that which is mastered. Africa by Toto is one of the greatest songs of all time. Believe that. The next greatest song of all time? Bohemian Rhapsody. Fight me if you think that's wrong. Those are my top two favorite songs of all time right now. Right now. You don't agree with me? Make your own podcast. How do you like them apples? Fart. I'm going to end today's podcast on an extremely positive note. It's going to be so cold this weekend, and I cannot wait. I know a lot of my friends work outside, and they are not fans of that because it can be too cold. But I love the cold weather. I love the dark and rainy feel. It really just imitates how I feel on the inside. And so I respect how sad the world is. Because that's just, I get it, you know? I get it. Get it. But bundle up, guys. It's going to be cold this weekend. We may get a freeze up in the northern Texas area. And by northern Texas, I mean above us beautiful people here in the DFW, the Metroplex, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. But that's all I had today for the Laces Out Finkel Show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I had fun. I always have fun. I'll be back tomorrow for you guys. We're gonna get into some more sports tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go over the code in the NHL. And we have a couple of instances that happened yesterday. One of which was fined heavily, the other which will not have a suspension whatsoever or a fine. So I'm gonna be going over that tomorrow. Again, follow me if you haven't already at Laces Out Finkel at Twitter and Instagram. I do have a Facebook. If you're friends with me on there, send me a message if you have an idea for a podcast or if you want to come in and sit in on one of the podcasts and talk with me. Or if you want to sit next to me while I do the podcast and you can see how it works, because it's really not that exciting. Again, if you saw my Facebook post yesterday, if you are a small business owner and you want to be a part of this show, I don't ask for any payments, but if you have a t-shirt or a hat or something that you'd like for me to put on my Instagram to kind of spread the good word of your company, I will also drop the name in every single episode that I do for however long you want me to. I've got a lot of room for it. Let me know. Guys, tonight I will be at the San Jose Sharks-Dallas Stars game. So, if you will be there, make sure to shout out. Let me know. We will say hello to each other. Maybe take a picture together. I don't know. You want to be on the Instagram page? I know you do. But for Laces Out Finkel, for Pappy, love you guys. Have a great day.